Time is gone. 20 past five. You're listening to The Overdrive here on 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Simon Anstey. Good to have you on the show. Hello, Ilanit. Can you hear us?
Yes, it's been breaking up, so that's why I was waiting to see if it is.
Okay.
Still good?
But
yeah, all good.
It is kind of goodish. Ilanit, I was doing a bit of a review of the news, the Israeli news, a little while ago. Things seem to be hotting up with Iran and the US and Israel. What's going on and how are you guys feeling?
So Iran is, they're kind of showing the mouth a little bit. There hasn't been like any crazy developments over today. What has come to light, though, is that the U.S. State Department said that Iran's Revolutionary Guard has actually set up a training facility in Lebanon, close to the Syrian border, and close to Rayak Air Base, which is very close to the Syrian border. And when asked about why they would do something like this, Seth G. Jones told a colleague of mine at the Jerusalem Post and he's from the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And he said that basically it's probably to improve local capabilities of its allies, namely Hezbollah. And just to reiterate, Hezbollah has about 150,000 rockets pointed at Israel as we speak. They're not really looking for war at the moment, but it is kind of concerning because, there's a lot of concerns that, the Lebanese army has kind of lost its independence to Hezbollah and has kind of become an integral part, within Hezbollah, and Hezbollah is very much a wing of Iran and of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of developments come from there. It's going to be interesting to see because also, you know, there's a lot of tensions between Saudi Arabia and the Houthi rebels, and the Houthi rebels are also an arm of Iran. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see over the next few days what's actually going to happen, because there has been a few attacks by the Houthi rebels on Saudi oil, and it's heating up in the Gulf, hey?
It certainly is heating up in the Gulf. Of that, there is absolutely no question. Those are very concerning reports yesterday and the day before about attacks on Saudi ships and oil installations, because they're not going to sit back and do nothing. That is for sure.
And a lot of the Saudi newspapers have been running articles today calling on the Saudis and even the United States to actually respond with military force. Because, you know, they do see the Houthis, especially Saudi Arabia, they do see the Houthis as part of Iran and an Iranian arm. The Saudis are, of course, a very strong ally of the United States. The United States has a lot of respect for Saudi Arabia because of its resources, because of the amount of oil that it supplies to the rest of the world and to the West. So it's going to be interesting to see.
So, Lynette, in light of all this increasing tension, what are the Israeli analysts saying in terms of the sanctions on Iran? Is this a desperate ploy to get America to fold? I mean, what's going on in the Iranian mind?
Well, basically, the Israelis are saying that there is a bit of a concern. I mean, we had Minister Steinitz earlier this week saying that there is a concern that if the U.S. does escalate with Iran, if there is any kind of escalation between Iran and the United States, any kind of military response, that it could have a dire effect on all of the United States' allies in the Middle East, including Israel. So there was concern, and just remember, Minister Steinitz is the energy minister. He's a good, he's a bit of a confidant and a close friend of Netanyahu. So it does kind of give you a bit of an idea of what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is thinking. But at the same time, a lot of the US analysts and even some of the Israeli analysts are saying there's not going to be war. It's just kind of everybody kind of showing their teeth and showing how strong they all are. And you start this, I'll respond, you know. But a lot of people are saying it's probably not going to be anything. It's just it's a show of might.
Okay. I'm very glad to hear that for all of you in Israel, because it is a very tense time. That is for sure. Talk to us about the plot to smuggle military equipment into Gaza, which apparently has been foiled.
Okay. So basically yesterday, 250 bags of mail was going to be transferred through the Erez crossing into Gaza. And, of course, you've got, the Gaza Justice Coordination Office, which is Israelis and Palestinians working together to look through the mail and to transfer all the mail over. And, while the Gaza Justice Coordination Office, and the Erez Crossing Office were looking through some of the mail, they found 172 pieces of mail that, had, weapon-related, items, which could actually be used for terrorism. There were drones and weapon sights, and weapon sights used for guns, used for rifles. There was military boots and gun holsters, cameras. There was even diving equipment. What are they going to be doing with diving equipment? I have actually no idea. We can use our imaginations.
Sure.
So that's the concern. So and a lot of electronic components. Some of the electronic components that can actually be used to control rockets, et cetera, et cetera. So that was all stopped. And it could have been a close call, because the Israelis were very concerned that all this kind of stuff can be used for terrorists and for terrorist operations, and the sniper attacks. You use those sights on a rifle or on a sniper to carry out sniper attacks on the border.
100% is that dual use goods.
So,
yeah, no, there's certainly a military aspect to, to the use of all these goods.
Yeah. So that's the concern.
Just this very unfortunate story about the Israeli gent from Herzliya who spat at the Polish ambassador. Apparently he's been indicted.
He has been indicted. They've charged him with assault for spitting at the Polish ambassador. Initially, the judge at the Tel Aviv Magistrate Court actually said that it was a road rage kind of incident. However, the man admitted that he'd actually gone to the embassy to inquire about restitution. Now, earlier this week, the Polish actually cancelled the meeting with the Israeli officials about restitution and about Polish restitution, and it's kind of caused a very bitter standoff. And this incident's just kind of added to that standoff. And even the Israeli ambassador was summoned to the Polish government. The Polish presidents and officials are actually demanding a reaction from the Israeli government over this. And there's a very, 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 it's a very brittle relationship between Israel and Poland at the moment, because Israel, because of this U.S. law that came in calling for reparations of Jewish homes, it's now kind of caused a bit of a ripple effect in Israel. And Israelis who have Polish family who went through the Holocaust are saying that they would like to, they'd like something done, and they would like to have some sort of reparations given to them. So it's actually causing a lot of tensions, and the Polish are not very happy about it, and the Israelis are not very happy about it, and it's leading to another bit of a diplomatic crisis between the two countries. And we've had a few over the last few months, over how Poland's remembering the Holocaust, over the role of the Poles in the Holocaust. So at the moment, this poor guy is under house arrest, and he's been banned for 2 weeks from actually going to anywhere near the Polish embassy. So it's going to be very interesting to see where this goes. It is very unfortunate, because he says that he was called a Zid, which means
yes,
Jew.
And
the Polish ambassador is saying, no, that didn't happen. That wasn't true, and none of my guards or anyone said that to him. But he's saying it did, and he was very offended, and he said that his family suffered in the Holocaust, and that's why he's taking this very seriously as well. So it's a bit of a mess on the diplomatic front.
It is a bit of a mess, and the two versions of events are just mutually contradictory in terms of the Jewish narrative versus the Polish narrative, and I don't know how the two coexist, but we'll see where that ends up. In the minute or two that we have left, I want to get away from Gaza, and I want to get away from Poland, and I want to talk nice stuff. I want you to talk to us about the Eurovision. We've had a bit of a Eurovision theme going
Eurovision.
Today. Yeah. Tell us about what it's like being in Israel in this crazy time.
It's such a great vibe. Everybody's so excited, and a lot of my friends have been going to the different events. They've got the Eurovision Village going on in the Tel Aviv Expo Center, and it's just been lots of fun, and everyone's really excited, and everyone's excited for all the semifinals that are happening over the last few nights, and the actual finals that's coming up on Saturday night. And everyone was raving about the Shalva Band, how they played last night, and everyone's really, really excited, and everyone's really looking forward to it, and just like a really positive and good vibe. And people are enjoying themselves, and that's what's beautiful to see, is that people from all over the world are here in Israel enjoying the beautiful weather and enjoying the beautiful music. And it's great because one of my friends actually sent me a video of what goes on at the Expo Center with the Eurovision Festival that's happening there, and everybody's like, there's all these cool like stalls and there's all these cool music events and people showing off their talents, and it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. And everyone's excited for Madonna, even though there's concerns that Madonna isn't going to end up playing. There's all like, she hasn't signed the contract. So, but I'm sure she'll.
I'll give you some breaking news. She has.
Yay!
So we heard that direct from Jerusalem.
There we go.
Ilanit Chernik, thank you so much for speaking to us. What a put a smile on my face. Wish we could jump down the phone and be with you for the next couple of days. Israel's going to be an exciting place to be. Shabbat shalom, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks for having me.